Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. On this day that the Lord has made, hallelujah, we make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am the church. Hey, you are the church. We are the church together. So we want to welcome you on this day that the Lord has made. Amen. And Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses
against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom,
yes,
and empowerment and glory. Thank you.
Forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this servant in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Sound strong this morning, Pastor Mom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the strength for you and for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for today. And that would be Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6.
Yes.
Amen. And that's in the King James Version. Let's read it together. Read it out loud. You know, I read something that said, well, it's praying, that very few people pray out loud. And then I was listening to a sermon this morning of my apostle in New Jersey, and he was saying how Nehemiah and them, they read scriptures for 5 hours. Actually, He read the scripture. They stood and they listened for 5 hours. Can you imagine that? Amen. So let's take these few minutes and pray, and read and pray Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it out loud. Amen. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is also. The sea is his, and he made and his hands from the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's read King James Version. Let's read it out loud together. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
We're going to say it together, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So that's Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And I know you guys have been with us for a while, so you know that we're magnifying the Lord. We have an assignment that we're all doing. We're going from A to Z. Knowing the names of the Lord or how he has revealed himself to us. Amen. And we're venturing out and finding more scripture that talks about his name and his attributes. Hallelujah. Because God has given us that assignment. It's a very simple assignment, but it really, really needs to be done. Amen. He's not letting it loose. So he's saying, you know, stay with that. Collect the names of the Lord. If you do it on a piece of paper, do it on a file in your computer. But however you do it, just make sure you do it. Because there's coming a time, and for some of us it already is here, where we need to know the names of God. We need to know the attributes of God, because you know, he can only help us when we know who he is. You know, we may go to somebody else. You know, if we don't know that he's the healer, you know, we may think the doctor is the healer. But it comes a time when the doctors don't know what to do and try to give an expiration date. So we need to know him as healer and all of his other attributes as well. So last week I played for you something off of YouTube, and it's called The Names of God, Genesis to Revelation. And so I've put it into little chunks, and that's so that we can hear that. But this morning, also what I've been doing is collecting songs that say who the Lord is. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm going back and forth between Genesis to Revelation or playing a song. But this morning, I think we're going to hear a song. And that's called, I think most of you have heard it, Waymaker. And it talks about the different names and attributes of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you have your list, listen carefully and add it to your list. And next week is the first Sunday. And so we want to give people an opportunity to share their list next week along with our tag team preaching. Praise God. Amen. This is Waymaker. good maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord says today somebody needs to know him as Waymaker. Hallelujah, that he makes a way where there seems to be no way. And the Lord says, know that I'm making a way for you where it does not seem to be any way out of this thing, any way through this thing. I'm making a way, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And there are those who need a miracle today. And you say, God, I need a miracle. The only way this thing is going to happen is if I get a miracle. Hallelujah. The Lord says, trust me for that miracle. In the name of Jesus, trust me for the miracle because I am the miracle worker. Hallelujah. And you can trust that I will keep my promises to you. Hallelujah. Every promise in the word of God, I'm keeping that promise to you. I've talked to you. You heard me. Hallelujah. You heard me. Don't second guess yourself. What you heard, you heard. Hallelujah. The visions I gave to you, what you saw for real, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I keep my promises. Hallelujah. So you can hold on to that and know, as even as they said in the song, I never stop working. Hallelujah. And I'm working behind the scenes for you. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But you got to know that you know that you know that I'm working and I never stop working on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, mighty Savior. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord God. We bless your name. You are the way maker, miracle worker. You're the promise keeper, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, one word from the Lord. Hallelujah. One word from the Lord. It'll just turn everything around. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's do our declarations today. Praise God. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Glory, hallelujah. So we need to continue to declare and decree out of our anointed mouth. Hallelujah. I mean, we can say all kind of things out of our mouth. But when we declare a thing, it is established. Hallelujah. Light is shining on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's a light in darkness. Glory to God. And he says, any darkness out there, I'm going to light it up. I'm lighting it up. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So we can trust his word. We can trust that he's the promise keeper that keeps his word. He keeps his word. Hallelujah. And the Bible says if in any little, even a teeny tiny way that he doesn't keep his word, everything will fall apart. Everything, I'm paraphrasing, everything will fall apart. Well, everything is still together. So glory to God. He's still keeping his word. Amen. Let's say our declarations together. Repeat after me. No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage,
this is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am
like
a tree
by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1, verse 3. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law. Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness, or disease, to come upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus
that
touches my body,
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
every organ
and
every tissue of
my body
functions
in
the perfection
that
God created it to function.
I forbid
any malfunction in my body
in
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody said that like they meant it and they felt it today. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And one last one here right now.
Great is the peace
of my children and children's children, for they are taught
of the Lord.
Amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we the Lord. He is altogether lovely. He is awesome. Amen. He's our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. He's all that. Amen. So this morning, and for the past few weeks, we have been hearing Sister McDowell, who is the one who sings our opening and closing song, I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together. She's going through something right now. Her and her family, her daughter, who is 18 years old, was diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago. And so now the doctors are saying they've given an expiration date. She didn't talk about it, but from what she's saying, that's what we understand. Okay, and so we're going to play her praise and worship songs that she sent to us. And as we're doing that, you know, lift up her and her family in prayer. And we're still standing. We're standing on the word of God. We're decreeing and declaring that Angelina, who is her daughter, Angelina is a working miracle. She's a walking miracle of the Lord, and the Lord is working miracles in her even right now in the name of Jesus. And that Angelina, who's a walking miracle of the Lord, shall live and not die. Hallelujah. She shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue. That's our testimony. That's our declaration. And we're going to stand on that. Amen. Hallelujah. So here's Sister McDowell singing, This is the Day That the Lord Has Made, and a few other songs as well. Praise God. So pray with us for her. Thank you.
Lord, your steadfast love.
Faithfulness. Amen. Amen. I love that. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. You didn't have to let me live. Amen. And that's a song that is very relevant right now. You didn't have to let me live, Lord. So many people are just leaving up out of here. Amen. Young and old. And so we're glad to be in the service one more time. And we praise God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now we're going to go to our prayer for finances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if some of you were on the last time. I continue to encourage you to give us your testimonies of how God has blessed you. And, you know, and we're getting blessed by our giving. Our tithes and offerings, we are getting blessed in ways we may expect and then other ways we do not expect. But God gives us these surprises. So I think I said this even last week. I got a little surprise from the Social Security, and they sent me a letter, and the letter said, we're so sorry. We didn't pay you. We didn't give you the money that you were supposed to get. For the past 9 months, we didn't give you the right amount of money. So here's a lump sum check on what we should have given to you. And from now on, you'll be getting this amount. Hallelujah. Amen. That just falls under that thing where our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Amen. Even money we don't know that we're missing. Hallelujah. God's going to bring it to us. And so we thank God for that. And I know it's not just happening for me and Pastor Mom. It's happening for you too. And so share it with us. Hallelujah. At any time you can press your number one key during a broadcast, we'll open up the lines and you'll be able to share your testimony or, you know, text me and let me know that you want to share that testimony. We don't have to know the numbers, amen, because, you know, sometimes you tell the numbers and people want to borrow money from you or whatever. But whatever, hallelujah, just share the goodness of the Lord and let us know how blessed the Lord, how the Lord has blessed you. Amen. So we're going to continue on with our prayer for finances, knowing that he's doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. So once again, repeat this after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And I'm just prompted by the Lord to say it out loud, please. It's going to help you. Amen. Be in charge of them. Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be.
May I be.
A good steward.
A good steward.
Of all.
Of all.
That you give me.
That you give me.
And walk.
And walk.
In total agreement.
In total agreement.
As to how.
As to how.
It's to be spent.
It's to be spent.
Help me.
Help me.
To remember.
To remember
that all I have,
that all I have
belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray,
pray
that I will find,
that I will find
the perfect balance.
The perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly.
Between spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
And being miserly.
May I always.
May I always.
Be paid well.
Well,
for the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devoured.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So that what I get.
So what I get.
Goes a long way.
Goes a long way.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will not.
That I will not
be anxious.
Be anxious
about finances.
About finances.
But will seek.
But will seek
your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing.
Knowing
that as I do.
That as I do.
I will have all.
That I will have all.
I need.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can, if you're in the building, you can come to the door 2E. Praise God, or we can meet in the hallway. Amen, which I have done both of those. And also, you can mail it in and make your check payable to ESLCCC, and the address is 2800 Olive Street, Missouri, 63103. And you all have done very well with sending in through all these three ways. And I know God is blessing you. So, you know, make sure you share that with us. Hallelujah. So let's pray right now. Hallelujah. Over our tithes and our offerings. Lord God, we just thank you for the tithers today. Those who are giving 10% of what they have or what you've given to them, Lord God. Excuse me. What you've given to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. You said that you would that we could just try you and test you on this. You open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. We thank you for that overflow of blessings. And then we thank you for protecting those blessings, Lord, that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It will not be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. There'll be no holes in our pockets, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we thank you for the givers, Lord God. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for those running over blessings right now, in the name of Jesus, as we give, because you are overflow, God. In Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, we always stand on your word in Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you, Lord God, that you, when you give back, you give in money, but we also thank you that you give in ways that money cannot touch, Lord God, with healing, health, and wholeness. And even in our minds, Lord God, because you are a mind regulator and a heart regulator. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. And we all say amen,
amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a wonderful word today. Before we get to that, we see that we do have some birthdays. Hallelujah. Some birthdays coming up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And one of our birthdays is one of our speakers today, which will be Minister Joy Price. Hallelujah. Her birthday is coming up on the 4th of November. And from birth, it seems like. She's trained us to know when her birthday is. Amen. And we're so happy to celebrate her birthday with her this year. Amen. I've never seen a person who gets birthday gifts all over the place. She signs up for restaurants and different places that give out freebies for birthdays. And I've learned quite a few things from what she's done on her birthday. Praise God. And she's one that celebrates not only her birthday, but others as well. So we praise God for her. And then our deacon, hallelujah, our deacon Roy, his birthday is coming up this week as well. Amen. And his birthday is actually the 3rd of November. Praise God. So we're celebrating birthdays. And if we don't have your birthday, let us know when your birthday is. We'll celebrate you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those two are the only ones, that I have for this week. But please, you know, let me know. Let me know that it's when your birthday is, and we love to celebrate. Hallelujah. So we'll do the song. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. Amen. And may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you exceeding abundantly above. May the good Lord bless you. Hallelujah. With many more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, get to the word today. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We have our guest church today. Amen. Our guest church is the Memphis Covenant Faith Church today. And we are always excited. They have committed with us to be our guest church every fifth Sunday of the month. If there's a fifth Sunday in the month, hallelujah, they will be here. And so we praise God for that. And the pastor of the Memphis Covenant Faith Church is Pastor Helen Price. So we're just going to turn over the service to you, Pastor Helen, and let the Lord use you and the ministers, Minister Amber and Minister Joy. Welcome.
Glory to God. Good morning, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. We've just been rejoicing over here, even at the service thus far, from the opening prayer by Pastor Mom. How strong you sound this morning, Mom. We just give thanks and praises to God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We were clapping and praising God Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And for all of the, we give honor and glory to God, who is truly the head of our lives. And we thank God for being in your midst today. And we thank God for every one of the saints that are on this line today, and those not only now, but those who will listen at a later date. We thank God and give honor and glory to God for each one of you. And we thank God, the Apostle and Pastor Mom, we thank you for inviting us on the fifth Sunday. We always count that an honor and a privilege to be used in the service of the Lord and to be able to fellowship with East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I always count that a privilege because as one of the founding pastors by the Lord. The Lord is the founder, but as one of the founding pastors of the church many years ago, it just always does my heart such a great joy to be able to join with you all and to remember the days, Pastor Mom and Apostle, when we were first beginning at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we thank God for to be in your midst this morning. And so as we come today, we're going to come this morning to be able to go into the Word of God as we do in our services every Sunday. We always have where we're like we don't tag team anymore. Joy and Amber are one to minister every single Sunday during the Sunday service. So we just come today. Father God, as we come and we worship you, we thank you, Lord God, even now for this wonderful time that we can have in you and with you. And we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You told us if just two of us would gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And we know, Lord God, that when you're here in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need. We thank you today for speaking through us with clarity, with accuracy, with simplicity, with a good understanding, that the hearts and minds of ones that are here may be blessed. Somebody, as Apostle said earlier, somebody that's going through, somebody that may be even in tears and don't know what to do, somebody that may even have felt like, God, where is God in all of this, Father God? We thank you, Lord, that we know that you're right there, Lord God. You sit high, but you have regard for the lowly. You said and gave us a promise that you never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you today, Lord God, that we gather together, Lord Jesus, in your name, and we just thank you for meeting us at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. And then we thank you today for your word going forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. We thank you for that. Lord, you know I've heard Bill Winston say that. I adopt that. I love that, Lord God, that your word will go forth this day unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. And we give you praise. We give you glory and honor in advance. And we love you, Lord, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Joy, amen, Apostle. And now, Joy, we have you to come forth as the Holy Spirit would have. Glory to God. The title of your message twice, hallelujah, and your scriptures as the Lord would lead. Joy, would you come as the Holy Spirit would have you to do? Is your mute on,
hello,
Joy?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, the message today is called Redeeming the Season. Redeeming the Season. Today's scriptures comes from Psalms 104:10-23, and Hebrews 11:1. The title again is Redeeming the Season. He made the moon to mark the season, Psalm 104:19. Leslie wanted a way to redeem the season. So many of the autumn decorations she saw seemed to celebrate Halloween in depth, sometimes in gruesome ways. Determined to counter the darkness in some small way, Leslie began to write things she was grateful for with a permanent marker on a large pumpkin. Sunshine was the first item. Soon visitors was adding to the list. some entries of whimsical doodling. For instance, some was practical. They wrote warm house, a working car. Still others wrote the names of their departed loved ones. A chain of gratitude began to wind its way around the pumpkin. In Psalms 104:10, it says, you started the spring and rivers, sent them flowing among the hills. All the wild animals now drink their fill. Wild donkeys quench their thirst, along with river banks and birds built nests. Ravens like the voices heard. You water the mountains from your heavenly stream. Earth is supplied with plenty of water. You make grass grow for the livestock, hay for the animals, and plow the ground. Oh, yes, brings grains from the land, wine to make people happy, their faces growing with health, and people well-fed and hardy. God's trees are well-watered, the Lebanon's cedars he planted. Birds build their nests in the house tree, in those trees. Look, the stork at home in the treetop. Mountains, goats climb about the cliffs. Badgers burrow among the rocks. The moon's keep track of the seasons. The sun is in charge of the day. When it's dark over, all the forest creatures come out. The lions, the young lions roar and they pray, clamoring to God for their supper. When the sun comes up, they vanish, lazily stretched out in the den. Meanwhile, man and woman go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening. So Psalms 104 offers a praise of God for things we easily overlook. God makes spring pour water into the ravines. Sing the poet. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate. Even the night is seen as good and fitting. You bring darkness. It becomes bright, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. But then the sun rises. People go out to their work, to their labor until evening. For all these things, the psalmist included, I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. In the world, it celebrates Halloween. And even the smallest offering of praise can become a shining contrast for hope. Now Halloween, the word Halloween comes from All Hallows Eve, which was the evening before the religious holiday of the medieval England that became known as All Saints Day. It was a time set aside by the church to commemorate its saints. Today's celebration of Halloween, however, is more closely related to a pagan custom that originated in ancient Europe. The Druids believed that the spirits of the dead returned to their former hunt during the night of October 31st. So they lit torches and set out food for those unwelcome visitors. They did this out of fear, thinking they would be harmed if they didn't. The Bible warns against all dabbling in occult and preoccupation with riches and ghosts. What then can Christians do? One enterprising pastor had a special gathering in which he asked some of the church people to come dressed in the costume of Bible heroes and a great saint of church history. In a dramatic way, they were calling to mind the significance of God's grace in the lives of his people. Yes, the example set by the great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11:1 encourages our faith. Remembering them on Halloween can remind us of the triumph of trusting the Lord. How do you and your friends celebrate Halloween? What are some ways you might make the world curious about the hope in Jesus? Say this prayer. Thank you, Father, for the multiple good things you placed on this earth. Make my life a grateful offering of praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Joy, about redeeming the season. Even though we know we don't celebrate Halloween, but there's a way to be able to still glorify and honor God. Thank God for that word, Joy. I praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now we're going to ask Amber, will you come forth as the Holy Spirit would lead you? Hallelujah. Is your phone on mute?
Yes. Hello,
Joy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My message for today is called God's Great Light. That is God's Great Light. God's Great Light within us is so important. It has been said that when people are filled with the Holy Spirit, have a thriving relationship with God, and seek each day to follow the example of Jesus Christ, there is a significant glow about them. There is a difference in their steps, personality, service to others, and the handling of problems. Psalms 85:15, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. That great change within us, that contentment, that inner peacefulness, even when chaos is all around us, that is God's great light within us. Psalms 34:5 says, they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Psalms 43:3.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Psalms 43:3 says, oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. That light is our understanding that God is our Father, Jesus is our Savior, and our path is being led forward by the loving involvement of the Holy Spirit. It is the awareness that what you were before knowing Jesus personally and accepting his sacrifice is nothing like what we are now. With his light, we treat ourselves and others better, understanding more and more that God loves us and will provide for all our needs. In 1 John 1:7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Psalms 18:28, for you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Every year around this time, I see a special post on Facebook about, and every year I share it because it always blesses my heart. The pumpkin is the great example of how God shines his light through us. First, God picks us from the pumpkin patch and brings us in. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Then, like a pumpkin, he washes all of the dirt off of us. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. The next step that he does is he scoops out all the bad stuff out of us. He removes the seeds of doubt and hate and greed and everything that is not of him. God then carves us a new smiling face. Psalm 71:23 says, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. And the last step in the pumpkin process is he puts his light in us to to shine for all of the world to see. Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. As the light of thankfulness that Jesus saves us makes the hope that we have in God grow stronger and stronger, knowing that he is with us to face whatever our days may bring. Issues that seem like mountains to scale become more like minuscule mounds when we know God is our God. So when you let your light shine, it is the awareness of who Jesus truly is to us that becomes evident in our words, actions, and thoughts. Psalms 139:12 says, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The light will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you. So with today being a certain worldly holiday, this day belongs to the Lord. This is the Lord's day. So no darkness can prevail, and it won't prevail because God's great light. So I pray that each and every one of us today, that we will shine God's light to the world and to let them see God's light through us to bring glory to him. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Amber. I thank God for that word, God's great light. And thank God for that analogy of the pumpkin, of what God would choose us and then cleanse us and then give us a smile and then turn around and put his light on the inside of us. I thank God. I thank God for the word that came forth through you and Joy today, redeeming the season and God's great light. I give glory to God for you all today. And now the word that the Lord has laid upon my heart is a very simple word. It's not very long. It's two things that Jesus, that God cannot do. Two things God cannot do. And it's such a great blessing when we begin to look at things in the Word of God, because when you hear a title like that, you said, wait a minute. I thought that God is the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for him. And that's true. He is the God of the impossible. He says there's nothing impossible with him. But then we see that there are some things that God cannot do. Now let's look at Mark the sixth chapter. Go with me to Mark the sixth chapter, please. Mark the sixth chapter, and we're just going to read from verses 4-6. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. There is, in another translation, if we looked at it, it said Jesus was not able. He could not do any miracles there except the healing of some sick people by laying his hands on them. He was surprised that the people there had no faith. Then he went to other villages in that area and taught. So we see that he could not, when he went to his hometown around his own kin people, he couldn't do many mighty works because of their unbelief. Unbelief will stop God's hand from moving in our lives. One of the things it talks about in Revelation 21:8, that those that would enter into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, one of them is people that are unbelieving. We don't want to be unbelieving, because when we're unbelieving, we will stop the move of God's hand in our life. No matter what it might seem like, no matter what it might feel like, we want to be able to know that God is not a man that he should lie. And that's our next, what God cannot do. The second thing is that God cannot lie. That's very important for us, because the enemy will always bring, the enemy of our souls and even other things will bring an indictment against God, saying what God won't or won't do for us. But God said, I'm not a man that I should lie. In Numbers 23 and verse 19, the word of God said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? One translation says, God is not a man. He will not lie. God is not a human being. His decisions will not change. If he says he will do something, then he will do it. If he makes a promise, then he will do what he promised. Another translation in the Amplified Bible says, God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction. For what he has promised, has he said? Shall he not do it? Or has he spoken? And shall he not make it good? Glory to God. And Titus 1, verse 1 through 3, it says, and I'll start at 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Verse 2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, for the world began. God is the God who cannot lie. One translation says he does not lie. So we've already seen that God is the God who cannot move if there's unbelief. He cannot, his hand cannot move as he would like to move in the midst of unbelief. And then we find out here that he is not a man. He said in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Now, why is this message so important in these few seconds that I'm going to be talking with you? It's so important because there will be other things that will scream out against the promises of God. God wanted to make sure that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he would keep his word to us. He didn't even just say, okay, just believe me. He made a covenant, swearing by his own self, a covenant that he said, I'm not a man that I should lie. I've spoken. I've given you my promises. He ratified a better covenant based on better promises in the precious, mighty blood of Jesus. That's why he tells us he says in the word of God that when we take communion, we're to remember his body that was broken, his blood that was shed. Glory to God. In order for us to remember that he's made a covenant with us and that he'll keep his word to us. Because, and I say this to ones, because I heard when Apostle was ministering at the beginning of the service, and I could tell in the spirit she was feeling the heart of someone and somebody that was going through. Whether it be now, it might be in 2055 if Jesus tarries to come. It might be in the year 3000 that somebody's listening to this if Jesus tarries to come. But in the midst of it, they're going through, and you might be going through. And the symptoms in your body may be screaming louder than the promises of God. But God said, I've made promises to you ratified in the blood of Jesus Christ and in my body that was broken. I made promises to you that by my stripes you are healed. The healing is available to you, healing, health, and wholeness. Not only everlasting eternal life is available to us, but healing, health, and wholeness is ours. And so when your body, the symptoms, whether it be pain, whatever is going on in your body, and you might say, no, it's not working, it's not working. And I know, especially if you're in 2055 or 3000, they may have so many kind of advances that they've advanced from the time, even in the 1900s when I was born, there are advances that have taken place. But yet, even though those advances are there, there are still things that happen in our body that some medications can't or seem to not be able to work with. And God is saying to each one of us today, I've not left you. I've not abandoned you. The circumstance that you're going through, the circumstance right now may seem like God has left. But God said, I'm not a man that I should lie. I told you I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. I will be with you till the very end of the time. God is saying to our hearts, he said, be encouraged this day. Keep your trust, your belief in me. Trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Keep the time of or the place of believing me open so that I can move in your life. Because you must remember, he lets us know that I'm not a man that I should lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I've given you promises. I love you so much, God says, that I gave my only begotten son. I let him suffer and bleed and die in order to ratify that better covenant based on better promises, to let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I will not lie to you. I will keep my word. So to whoever is listening, whether any of us, every one of us, God wants us to be encouraged today, to remember his promises, Don't let the circumstances that may be seeming like it's screaming loud. The pain may be screaming loud, but you still stand on God's word. The thing in your financial area or in your marriage or in with your children may be screaming loud. But God said, now regroup now and look at me, he says. Look at him. He says, look at him and know beyond a shadow of a doubt. He says, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'm not a man that I should lie. I'll keep my word to you. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am the one who protects you as you go in and as you come out. I am your deliverer. Yes, that bondage, that habit may seem like it's screaming louder than God in his word. But God said, remember, I have promises to you that as you continue in my word, you're my disciple indeed, and you'll know the truth. And my truth is going to make you free. And the freedom that we get from God is free indeed. So I encourage your heart today that whoever may be going through, remember these two things that God cannot do. He cannot move if there's unbelief. So keep trusting him. No matter what you're going through, trust him. And then remember, he's made precious promises to each one of us, ratified in the precious blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And in his body that was broken, that says, my promises, I'm not going to lie to you. Man may lie. People may lie. Situations are lying situations. He said, but not me. I'm not a man that I should lie. Lord, we thank you today, even now, for your word to each one of us, that word you spoke, Lord God, even now through joy first on redeeming the season. Even on this day that ones may celebrate Halloween, we celebrate you, Lord God. We give you glory and praise and honor. And even that you're that great light, God's great light that is shining in the midst of darkness that you minister through Amber. And we thank you, Lord God, again, for allowing us to join in fellowship with Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, Lord God. Thank you for every part of this service, even the song that you're a way maker, Lord God, miracle worker, promise keeper. You're the light in the middle of darkness. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the strongness of prayer through Pastor Mom today. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. And now if you're listening today and you may not have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord, and your God, I want to give you an opportunity this day to ask Jesus into your heart and life. The Word of God says in Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, if you would confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus came and he preached repentance. He preached, now turn away from the way you're going and come and go my way. So we want to pray with you today, and that you may give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. And would you pray this prayer with me, please? Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and into my life. This day, I repent of all my sins. I have a change of heart. I have a change of mind. Lord, I want to go your way. I give my heart and life to you in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend and commend you to God and to the word of his grace that's able to keep, guard, defend, preserve, and protect you in Jesus' name. As I was having you to pray, I forgot to have you to say with me, those who gave your heart, would you repeat with me, please? I do believe, that's right, I do believe that you, Lord Jesus, are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I thank God again for you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. Thank you for having us on that fifth Sunday of the month. we count it again an honor and a privilege and thank God. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing today and what you're yet going to do. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to you, Apostle Barbara, and God bless you. And thank you for all that God is doing in and through your life. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. That was so good in such a short amount of time. Hallelujah. Just a really good three good words from the Lord. Amen. And before I go in to get make comments, I wanted to say if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. The body of Christ is all over everywhere. And we want to invite you to make the East St. Louis Christian Center Church your home. Hallelujah. This part of the body of Christ, your home. Hallelujah. We meet here every Sunday at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This same phone number, 516-418-5699. And amen. And you'll learn more about being a child of God. Hallelujah. So we want to invite you to be here. Amen. Amen. And now I want to make comments. I want to encourage you all. I'm going to make the comments first, but I want to encourage you all, if you have any comments, the Lord confirms some things that you've been thinking about, what's on your heart. Press your number one key and share that with us. Hallelujah. The Lord brought something to your heart and your mind as any of them were speaking today. Press your number one key and share that with us, please. Amen. We'd love to hear it. I wanted to say with Minister Joy, redeeming the season, I thought that was really good, redeeming the season. And when you redeem something, you buy it back, you know. You get it back. Remember when I was a child, they had the stamp that you collected all these stamps and you would redeem them for prizes, these green stamps, I believe. And that's the first time that I really knew about redeeming. And I was excited about, you know, turning in those books of stamps and getting gifts. That was way back in the day. Some of you may not even remember that. And, you know, with this season, it seems like it's a season, you know, for the enemy. But, you know, we can even redeem the season, hallelujah, by, you know, continuing to praise God for everything, every great big thing and every little bitty thing, you know, that seems to be little bitty. And I like the idea of remembering those great cloud of witnesses, you know, because at this time people want to, you know, think about those who were dead. Even the Hispanics, they spend a great amount of time, you know, honoring the dead and bringing, you know, talking about them in different ways. But we can talk about the great cloud of witnesses that are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. And so many people have gone home with the Lord, to be with the Lord recently, and just to even continue to praise him, not just on this day or this time, but, you know, whenever the Lord brings them to our minds, just thanking God that we did have some time with them before they went home to be with him. And then with Minister Amber, God's great light. I want to say great joy, but God's great light, hallelujah. As I was listening to that, there was a scripture that it's been over 20 years ago. I know I was going through something, and that scripture from Psalm 43:3, send forth your light and your truth. And I can recall standing on that when at a time it looked like the light looked like it had turned to darkness, and the enemy was trying to make the truth of God into a lie. And I just remember just standing on that scripture, Psalm 43:3, Lord, send forth your light and your truth. you know, in this situation. Hallelujah. So it was so good to hear that, that again. And I really like the pumpkin. And that also, I think, you know, that's kind of the sequel to redeeming the season is God's great light in the and talking about the pumpkin and how you can look at a pumpkin in different ways rather than, you know, just scooping out the pumpkin, putting the ugliest, scariest face on it that people can and putting a light in there. You know, but I like that analogy with how God shines his light through us and, you know, washing the dirt off of us and scooping out all the bad stuff out of us and carving a smile on our face, giving us joy, unspeakable joy and full of glory, and then letting his light shine through us. Amen. Hallelujah. And and for him, darkness is as light. So even though this season is going on this particular day, the light of the Lord is still shining. And there's a scripture that I thought about during this time was Psalm 110 and verse 2. And the Lord brings this to my mind many times. And the scripture is, rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. And then, you know, in Psalm 23, how he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So the enemy is going to be around, but God is there with us. Hallelujah. And we can rule in the midst of the enemy. We don't have to be afraid during a time like this, during the 31st of October. You know, and thinking about what kind of spells or whatever is coming out, we rule in the midst of our enemies by the Spirit of the true and living God. Hallelujah. And then with, I love it when you guys minister. I just get so much in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And then with Pastor Price, what God cannot do. Amen. And at first, you know, to some it may seem very offensive, like, what? God can do anything. He can do anything. But when you look at this, you know, unbelief does stop the move of God. And it says so very clearly in the Word, you know, that unbelief. And also what God cannot do, he cannot lie. He is our promise keeper. Hallelujah. He does keep his word. And as I said earlier, if he didn't keep his word, everything would fall apart. So he is definitely still keeping his word. And I'll go back to the how unbelief stops the Lord. And a couple of months ago, the Lord had me singing this song. It was a secular song, and he said to change the words. And the song is, Don't Stop Believing, 'cause Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. So glad that he changed that song and put it in my heart again, because there's some things I need to keep believing God for, because he is the promise keeper. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm looking for any number one keys that are pressed here. If you press your number one key, I don't see any number one keys pressed here. Hallelujah. So if you have any comments, you want to encourage the women of God, I mean, these are all good words this morning. Press your number one key and encourage the women of God. Praise God, or, you know, just say what the Lord has on your heart. But like I said, I don't see any number one keys pressed right now. Hallelujah. But I'm very encouraged by each and every one of them and by you being here today with us. Whether you say anything or not, we still encourage that you're here with us today. I'll just kind of give a quick shout out of some of you who are on the line today that I recognize your number. Minister Rachel, good to see you here today. And We continue to thank God for your new grandbaby. Hallelujah. Gabriel Emmanuel. Hallelujah. We thank God for him and how well he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout out to Minister Mary. And thank God that you made it through the surgery on your mouth last week. And we give God the praise and the glory for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout out to you, Sister Debbie. Good to see you here today. Amen. And hallelujah. Minister Kiva, praise God. Good to see you here today. Hallelujah. And I think this is Sister Renasia on with us today as well. Amen. Good to see each and every one of you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you today. Oh, and then who else is with us? Sister Joanne, Sister Monica, Pastor Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to, you still have a chance to press your number one key, but I want to give you some announcements of what's going to happen on our Get 'Em Radio family on this week coming up. So now we're going into November as of tomorrow. Hallelujah. And so on Monday, we'll have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching series. And she's going to be talking about some interesting things that you can be thankful for. Hallelujah. Amen. Thankful, I think, for tomorrow she's going to be saying thankful for adversity. Wow. You got to hear that. Amen. So, and that she'll be speaking or teaching from, at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, this same phone number. On Tuesday, we'll have our first Praying in Tongues Tuesday for November. Glory to God. If you are available, please text me and let me know that you're available to pray in tongues for 15 minutes or so. Hallelujah. And we will schedule you to pray, because we pray for about an hour, 15 minutes each, and then we go into our interpretation. These interpretations are prophecies. God is speaking to us and letting us know what is in the mind of Christ. Praise God. That's it every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be November the 10th. It'll be here before you know it. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms. November the 10th is Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please, if you're going through something and you need healing or you know someone, please let them know about it. Spread the word. Hallelujah, because there is healing going on. God is still in the healing business. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, November the 10th, please tell your family, your friends, and yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. This Thursday, now the Get 'Em Radio family was started with our core broadcast is on Thursday. Hallelujah. That's how we started 9 years ago. 9 years ago. Hallelujah. The baby is 9 years old already. And so we're celebrating the goodness of God. Hallelujah. How good he's been to us these 9 years on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, how we've even expanded over the 9 years in such a wonderful way. And we've even had spinoffs of people going on and doing other things, which we love so much. And so this Thursday, we're going to begin our celebrating the goodness of God, our ninth anniversary, this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And we're going to start off on this Thursday with Bishop Aaron McClary. If you've been with us before, you know him. He's no stranger to the Get 'Em Radio family, and he has such a prophetic calling in his life. And we just really love him and enjoy having him with us. So he'll be with us this Thursday on the 4th of November. And then on the 11th of November, we will have Pastor Will Coleman, and also Bishop Aaron McClary is from Atlanta. We'll have Pastor Will Coleman, who's from St. Louis, from Cazone Church. Hallelujah. You might not ever heard that word, Cazone, before. But, yeah, he's from Cazone Church. And just he's my nephew. And just a really, he's a man of God that God uses in a great way. A young man of God that God uses in a great way. You don't want to miss him. And then on the 18th of November, we'll have Minister Lenny Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. Now, he's my brother-in-law, and he is also, we have so many wonderful men of God. It just in my family, when the Lord said to have all men to speak for the anniversary and celebrating his goodness, it didn't take long to just look around my family. Amen. And I consider Bishop Aaron his family as well. But to look around my, you know, my family and see those ones. And so Minister Lenny Yarbrough is a professional musician, and more than anything, amen, he loves the Lord, hallelujah, and stands on the word of God. So we'll hear him play some music, and we'll hear him speak. Praise God. And then on the 25th, on Thanksgiving Day, hallelujah, you know, we'll probably have a short broadcast on that day, but on that day is my brother, Pastor Herbert McCoy. He'll be speaking on Thanksgiving, and, you know, when I told him that our anniversary goes through, you know, is on the last day is Thanksgiving, and he said, well, I want to worship the Lord on the holiday. I want to worship him on Thanksgiving. I said, all right, brother. So he will be speaking on the 25th, and he's from Dallas, Texas. And his church is the Point Fellowship Church, and they do get to the point very quickly. It's good, but they get to the point. Praise God. So, amen. So that's what we're doing this month. We are super excited about it. We would like to invite you to come on Thursday night and all of the broadcasts. But what we're looking for now are those who would like to give a brief testimony of how you've been blessed by any part of the Get 'Em Radio family. It doesn't have to be a long thing. You know, it could be, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. But we're looking for those who can give. We'll probably have maybe a couple of people give testimonies of what God has done for them through Get 'Em Radio, the Get 'Em Radio family. So please be prayerful about that, and get in touch with me, text me, let me know that you want to be one of the ones. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the East St. Louis Christian Center Church will be here, Lord willing, on next Sunday, and November the 7th, we'll be into the 7th of November by next Sunday. And you know what we do on the first Sunday, we have communion, and we have tag team preaching. And so that's what we're going to be doing on this Sunday coming up. And what I would like for those to do, for some of you to do, you can, if you have a word from the Lord, you can do that as well. We want you to tell us the words that you have, you know, A through Z for the Lord. Hallelujah. If the Lord has given you any revelation on who he is or one that really stood out to you, hallelujah. I think that's what I'm going to talk about next week, is one that has just really, really stood out to me. You know, a lot of them have, but one just kind of whoo, beams to the top. So if you can do that, that would be wonderful. Just your go through your A to Z and let us know, you know, what you have discovered. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants us to discover him, to know more about him, to know his names and his attributes. Hallelujah. So he can just tell us even more about himself. You can also still give a topic and a scripture and speak for 5 minutes. You can read from your devotional. You can, if you have any songs, and we've had people do this before, if there's a song that you want to share with us, you can, you know, text me the link to that song off of YouTube. And we can cue it up and have it ready on that day. And I ask you, if you're going to do that, please do it by this Friday, okay? And that gives our music director a chance to, or time to be able to convert it over so that we can put it on, so we can put it on the Get 'Em Radio board. Okay? Praise God. Praise God. So I don't see any number one keys pressed. And I just want to thank you all once again for being here today. The lines are open still for Pastor Price and Minister Joy, Minister Amber. And I'll just open up every line real quick. If you have anything that you just want to say, you can. If not, it's all right. But good to hear your voice, Gabe. Amen. You got good love. Glory to God.
He just wanted to say hi in his own way.
Amen. Hi, Gabe, in your own way. He came in his own way.
Amen.
Some may not know, but we some people called us and wanted to contribute to Gabriel to his you know, he was just born on the 20th of October, and so some people contributed. We put together from the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we sent them a bunch of gifts. Praise God. They look like they've been coming almost every other day, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you all a thousandfold. We come in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you so much. I want to say those cloth diapers, they were really kind of given. There was a suggestion from Pastor Price to give you those because they make good birth cloths that you throw on
those
your shoulder
really
for
good.
The baby.
I was so excited to see those.
Amen.
I was truly excited to see
those. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Anyone else? We'll give you a moment to say something, and we're going to have Pastor Mom to make comments. But we'll give you guys a moment and let Pastor Mom be the last one to make a comment, and then she's going to close us out in prayer.
And
nobody's saying anything, Pastor Mom. So you go ahead and you say something.
Well, I enter the speech today.
The word, yay, amen.
And all the words. And thank the Lord. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord walk
between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
From another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God. Wow, this was a short church service, but a lot was done. Amen. We thank God for redeeming the time in the name of Jesus. And we pray that each and every one of you will have a blessed day, rest of your day. And may the Lord just reveal more and more of himself to you. And I know that was the Lord saying, some of you need a miracle, look for it today. Amen. Hallelujah. You need a way made for you. He's going to do it. Amen. Hey, and I receive it myself. Praise God. Well, have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.